We've had such a great week ourselves. We had our fortnightly fellowship. We just all got together and we're just sharing what God's doing, what He's working in our hearts. Because our walk is a walk with God. It's a walk with the Heavenly Father. And so I was inspired to do a Holy Communion. We haven't done one for ages. Like in the sense as you sit down, take bread and take the drink and do the things in remembrance of what Christ accomplished for us, remembering what He done. And I was sharing with the guys, it's just as powerful as ministering healing. You know, when you understand what He done, when you remember those things, you honor God and you honor the Lord Jesus Christ when you do that. And so we done that. We all shared, and at the end we had Danny and Amber brought the two children up, Dre and Kiki, and they stuck the whole meeting as good as gold. And they also took part in the Holy Communion, and Danny and Amber has done such a great job with those kids. And they're not their kids, you know, but they have them a lot of the time. And they're just such a great example, and they're on fire for God, and they're a great blessing to my life, you know. And what we sow, we reap, and I've sowed God's words that He's given to me and to them, and they've received it gladly. And they've practiced it, they followed the encouragement, and they're getting great harvest, they're getting great rewards. Not just them, but every other people that are connecting with me. I'm connecting also where it's a good ground, and where I'm getting fed the best food. You know, I want the best food. And I was thinking about Adam and Eve. God set them up with an abundant life, right? He created them, He created everything. Everything was perfect, everything was good. And He gave them, you know, these trees which bear fruit, and they had seed within that fruit so they could reproduce. And all they had to do was keep the garden, right? And not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when they walked with God, it was paradise. And then it reminded me that in John 10:10, Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life. The believers, those that believe Him, right? And that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ came to restore the order that was lost in the garden. And so in the garden it was physical setup, with the trees, with everything around them, with the great abundance. And we still have that great abundance around us, by the way. Okay, but it's not as easy as it was back in the day of Adam and Eve, right? But the point was, it was a physical thing. Now it's spiritual. Now it's the spiritual. Jesus Christ restored the spiritual order. So everything that is good and pleasant to eat is in the spiritual. And we're to bring it into the physical. And the way that we receive the spiritual is through faith. It's not by our eyes what we see. Now God called those things which are not as though they were. So the things which are made, they were invisible at one time, but they were there. The substance for light was there, and God said, light be. He spoke it, His words, through the authority of His words, and it was. Light be, and light became. And so, as I was sharing today in the one-on-one with Becky about seed time and harvest, faith seed, right? Faith seed, we sow with faith. We can't physically see the result. We need to see it in our minds. That's where faith is, in the imagination, in your mind. Because you're not seeing it with your physical eyes. Faith is the substance or the materialization of the things that we hope for. The evidence of things not seen. Seen where? In the senses realm. Yeah, but we see it in our hearts, in our minds. We can see, we know what we desire. You got to know what you want. Remember I said, say what you want, not what you see. And to say what you want, you got to know what you want. So when you get definite about your desire, what you really want, then you can go about bringing the picture of that onto the table of your heart, and then you can start speaking it. And there's authority in your words, and your words are seed. The other thing I was thinking, when I was talking to another believer, wonderful believer, that giving and receiving is a universal law as well as a spiritual one. Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, day and night, cold and heat, summer and winter shall not end. Well, the earth is still here, we're still here, right? So these laws are in operation, like the law of gravity is in operation. There's many different laws that govern the earth, govern the universe, And if they were to be out of place, then, like, if the moon was to come out of place, we'd be in trouble, right? If the sun was to come out of a place, we'd be burnt up. So everything has an order. God is a God of order. And he set up everything for us to utilize. Now, he's given us Holy Spirit. That's seed. Okay? We've received the seed of the word, and we've got the seed of God in Christ in us, which is growing and developing in us. And so we're to water. So when we've got something in our heart, the more we're saying what God says, the more we're watering that seed. And it's just like a man and a woman when they come together and they have their intercourse, the woman receives seed. And if that seed is conceived, then it can produce a baby, right? But what happens? That seed takes time to grow. And there's a period of time. And you think, all you women that have had children, you know the process, right? You know the waiting game. You know, you've got an image in your mind of what that baby's going to be like and how much it might weigh. And then as you get closer and closer to the birth, you kind of like really just want that baby out. You really want it born yesterday, right? But you can't go ahead and do that. You can't push the issue. Or you shouldn't push the issue. You should just let it take its natural course. But once you give birth to that baby, you know, before you come up to give birth, you get what, the Brandon Hicks, the little pains here, the little pains there, and then you go into labor, then you know it's time to give birth. Well, the dreams that God's put in your heart, they're birthed in your heart, they're growing, they're developing, and as you receive the words from God, he's building that desire, that vision, that image into you. And the more we stay focused with this goal and vision that God's given to us, our desires, his desires in our heart, and the more we, you know, expect the great things, we just stay the course until it's given birth, until we start seeing the manifestation of it. So once that baby's born, it's invisible because it's inside your tummy, right? But when it's born, it's become manifest, it's in the senses realm. So when we're receiving from God, like when we're believing, we believe that we've already got it. We don't say we're going to get it. The more you say that, yeah, I'm waiting on God to bring it to pass. No, don't say that. Say, I have it. But you're a liar, Lawrence, because I can't see it. Well, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. That's what the scriptures say. So God has been helping me understand this concept all the time. And so I was sharing with Becky today about our words, our seed, our thoughts, our seed. Our giving is seed. And so a farmer wouldn't sow in his field if he wasn't expecting a return. And because he's expecting a return, he's making sure that that field is well watered. Is, you know, that there's nothing that's come in there to stifle the growth of the crops coming through. And so when you sow your seed in the honoring God side of things, you need to sow with an expectation. Okay, so there's one thing sowing, now there's another thing reaping your harvest. And you reap your harvest through your faith. You know, because you know that you've done what God wanted you to do. So now you need to expect a return. Do you know what? A lot of people sow their seed and they don't think they're going to get blessed. Or they don't think it's right to expect a return from God. But God set that actual principle up in all categories so that we can use this seed time and harvest, right? We can use our thoughts, we can use our words, we can honor God with our substance. And like I said, it's a universal law. So you've got the Buddhas, the Jains, you've got the Muslims, you've got the Hindus, you've got the Methodists, the Baptists, you've got all the Pentecostal people. You've got all these different factions, religions and backgrounds. They all honor God, or their God. They all use the principle of giving. Even your Masons, your Freemasons, and all these people, they all know about giving. Even your Satanists, they all give because it's a law, and they know how to operate in that law. But they're not expecting from the God of heaven, right? We're expecting from our Heavenly Father because we know he's set it up for our blessings. He's given us power that we use that power. You know, so we can heal the sick. We can raise the dead. We can cleanse the leper. Right? We can do it. Now we just need to engage our minds to those heavenly words and conceive it in our heart. Let it give birth into you. You know, so it's a part of you. It's growing in you. And this is what God's doing now. He's developing your faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. And these words from the sound doctrine, which is the heavenly words, is what is building your faith. And then so you need to grab that and keep it in your heart and get it in there by saying it through your mouth. This is why confessions is very important. Now, we've done the Faith and Confession seminar in Norway with Carl Morton. And I realized that God got me started on it by seeing what God, because God showed me, see what my scriptures say. How did the prophets speak? How were people speaking? What were their words? And so I went for all the scriptures, and basically I got a syllabus together, and I just read through that syllabus. I just read through it. And Carl Morton will vouch for me that at the end of that, even I felt like, well, I'm just reading this. Like, you know, there's nothing really powerful. But the people in there wasn't a dried eye at the end of it. Siri can also verify this. People were touched in their heart because these were the truths that they needed. And they may have read those records many a time, like death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, right? So we're either so into the flesh or we're so into the spirit. And actually what you see on the outside of you now is what you've sown previously, whether you're conscious of it or not, right? You are the sum total and the substance of what you've believed, what you've heard, what you've done, and what you've sowed. So if we don't like the picture of what we sow, we just change our seed. So if I've been saying negative things, then I start saying the heavenly things. I start changing my seed. And I'm sowing with an expectation. When I declare what God is inspiring me to say, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, I am as righteous as God. I live in the Spirit and I walk in the Spirit. I speak by the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, when I said that, I mean every single word. It's not just the knowledge of it. It's living in me. And I declare that. And it's a part of me. And it is so. God has given to me the spiritual wisdom of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, so like, I don't say it's I'm going to get it. I already got it. Everything that Jesus Christ accomplished has already been done. It is already yours. Healing is already yours. So how do we get this spiritual reality into the physical reality? With our words, with our what we think. We build our faith with the truths of by his stripes you were healed. You were. Past tense. It's a done job. Isaiah said you are healed. Peter said you were healed because Jesus Christ fulfilled it. And it's the same with our finances. When we sow with an expectation. So your declaration from your mouth should be, I am wealthy in health and I'm healthy in finance. I lack no good thing because my God supplies all my need according to his glorious riches. My God, he multiplies my seed sown. Do you believe that? We read it, but do we believe it in the depths of the heart? Because what you believe in the depths of your heart and what you say with your mouth is what you're going to manifest. You are what you are because of what you look at. You become who you become because who you hang around and what you listen to. See, I think it was Albert Einstein, right? Okay, let's use Albert Einstein. Why not? He was a good guy. He had a good mind. He said, logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you anywhere. Well, I always look at the word imagination as faith, right? Because I'm a person that lives by faith, not by my sight. How is God going to meet my need? How is God going to heal me? That's living by sight. I better go to the doctor. I better go to the bank manager. No, we don't live that way. The believer does not live that way. The believer is, my God shall supply all my needs according to his glorious riches. God has healed me of all my diseases. I'm healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent his words and healed me and delivered me from all my destruction. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He restores my soul. He guides my path in righteousness for his name's sake. I believe these things with all my heart because I put that word in my mouth and I've transferred it to my heart by saying what God says. And so I've changed the program. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Now I am proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My pattern in my thinking is God's pattern, not the world's pattern. When it says be not conformed, you look at that word conformed, it means to be patterned to the world's ways or to some way, right? We're not to be patterned to the world's way of doing things, the world's way of speaking things. Like they're trying to groom people into saying that you can be any sex you want. There's no gender. And all this woke stuff. That's what they're trying to, the narrative. The God of this world is using the narrative to twist people's minds with certain words. And it looks good, or it may look good to some people. Other people that are spiritual will see through it. Okay, but we know what God says. We are sons of God. We are the lights in this world. In Galatians 6:7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What you sow will be made sure to come. You'll get back the harvest of what you sow. So if you're sowing negative words, if you're sowing doubt, worries, fears, and you're speaking, see, the things you're speaking and what the world says, you're sowing that. It's a seed. You're going to get a harvest back someday. Well, I'm not so good, you know, my dad died of this, my mother died of that, you know, I could have it hereditary. You're going to get the harvest of it. You need to change your seed, change your words, change your life. Say what you want, not what you see. Say what you want, not what you feel. Don't say your emotions. Listen, we all get emotions. Some are very good emotions and some are very bad emotions. But we got to say what God says. That's the truth. Even faith is like an emotion, or it affects your emotions. Because when you're receiving words that are edifying you, what do? You get excited. It's an emotion. It's affecting your being. And we all want to be high on God, right? We don't want to be high on anything in this world. Because when you get high on something in this world, you're going to become low, right? But see, we can stay hot and fervent and consistently day by day, not that we're a heartbeat in our walk, you know, like the heartbeat on a monitor, up and down, up and down. God wants us to be consistently going up, and he does that, but he's given you the free will choice to operate and to walk by his spirit and to operate in the principles that he's given us. He wants us to understand them so you can operate in them. That's why I'm talking about seed time and harvest. What have you been sowing? What have you got right now in your life is what you've sown. It really is. You are where you are today because of your believing, and you will be where you are tomorrow because that's where your believing takes you. An architect. What does an architect do? He designs what? Buildings. Yeah? But he draws that building first. And he has to use his imagination. He has to get the ideas. Madeline will probably understand this quite a lot because she's an artist, a very good artist as well. And so she'll get an image in her mind, or she'll see something and she'll want to replicate it and probably make it her own as well, so it's original, right? And you can see the paintings at the back of her. That's come from her heart and her mind through her hands. She had to put it into action. And look at those beautiful pictures behind her and the beautiful one in the middle. Oh, that's Madeline. So there's three beautiful pictures there, right? So your heart is the canvas, guys. Your heart is the canvas. Okay? Your tongue is that of a ready writer. Your words. And you can either take the... You can use the inks of the world, or you can use the ink of the living God. Okay? But see, what God has written in our... He has written it in the fleshly tables of our heart. Not with him, but with the spirit of the living God. So we go directly to God. We go to his access. We access him. Because we got that direct access. We're always in his presence. And he's saying, now, my child, be spiritually minded. Look, I'm not going to be mocked. What you're sowing, you're going to reap. I don't determine that. You determine that by what you do, what you see, what you think, what you put in your heart, and what you've put out there. You're going to get back. I'm not mocked. Because you're going to get what you sow. I know where your heart is by what you sow. I know where your finances by what you do with your finances. God is not mocked, right? So be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap, of his flesh shall reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So a lot of people start sowing the good things. They start the confessions. They start saying what God is energizing them to speak about themselves, about their situations, about their loved ones, about their health, about their finances. And they're not seeing a result. They sow their seed. And even when I began, I didn't see an immediate result. But it's the faithful man that shall abound in blessings, right? So what people do, they become weary. And this is another trick of the enemy. He wants to wear you down. He smites with a continual smoke. But he hasn't got no authority in your life. Only what you allow him. Let's stop praising the guy up. Let's stop praising that thing up. He's beneath your feet. He's been done and dealt with. Yes, he still has access. But he doesn't have access to you. Listen, you was sold under sin. Under his authority when you were born into the world. But when you became born again, you became a new creation in Christ. You come under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God, and under God, and under the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got no jurisdiction in your life. So stop speaking about him. You don't need to give him any of, oh, the devil done this. Listen, you see what the devil can do. You don't have to confess it. Right, but you say what God's going to do. You say the solution. Say the solution. Speak the solution. Pray the solution. See, it's just a different switch in the mind. It's a different sowing of seed. And so what harvest do you want? Then you need to sow the seed for that harvest, right? So we get rid of the negative thinking by renewing our minds. In other words, by saying what God says. It's not that I got sick sitting here and think, well, Lawrence, you got this bad habit. You got that bad habit, and you do this, and you say, listen, I'll be there all my life trying to work it, right? We're saved by grace, not by works. But it's as we focus with God and just start walking with him, we start to be renewed. It's not that you've got to focus on your weak areas. You know your weak areas, right? You know them. But don't focus on them. Focus on what God says about you. Declare what God says about you. Operate in those principles of God. Jesus said the children of this world are wiser than the children of God in their generation. Why? Because they know these principles. They know how these spiritual laws, these laws that govern the universe, they know how they work. Look at the farmers, they're rich. I hear many believers share different views. Oh, we met this guy, he's really rich, he owns a farm, or he owns it. Well, he's operating in the principles of God. Maybe he doesn't recognize God in them, right? But he's going to reap those blessings. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. God's no respecter of person whatsoever, whosoever shall say. What category of people is in whosoever? It's whosoever shall say unto this problem or this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe what he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And when you pray, whatsoever things you pray for, when you desire, when you pray, believe that you've received those things and you shall have them. You've got to believe you've already got what you desire. It's already yours. Jesus Christ has paid for it. The order's been restored in the spiritual realm, and it needs to become manifest into the senses realm. When God made Adam and Eve, it was all set up in the physical realm for them. Everything was done. They were walking with God. They had great abundance. Then the fall come, death, sin, sickness, disease, separation, Eve, all that entered in. But again, I take you back, and I've said this so many times, Romans 8. One says, there is therefore now no condemnation. What condemnation? Because you've done something wrong? No. the condemnation that come through the fall of Adam and Eve. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And you don't have to renew your mind to be in Christ Jesus. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, you are in Christ Jesus. Read the record. Just plainly it says it there, right? Read it slowly, like God told me when I read it and seen that. Lawrence, just read it slowly. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law and sin and death. See, that's why the carnal mind is death, is an enemy to God. Our carnal mind is an enemy to God. But the spiritual mind is life and peace. That's where the true joy of living is, daily. When we're with ourselves, when we're with our partners, when we're with the friends, when we're with the fellowship, we can have this great joy and believing, peace and believing every single day. And we rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what the governments are doing. Doesn't matter if there's a war. Doesn't matter what someone says about you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can stand up. You can hold your shoulders back and your head held high. And you move with all the authority. You start declaring what God puts in your heart. And do what He puts in your heart to do. And we're all free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. If you're not free right now, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk in your freedom. Take it by storm. This is mine, I claim it. Father, I sowed my seed. I honored you. I expect a great harvest back. And this is what I would like to receive. But ask God, He's saying do it. He loves it when we believe Him. Expect a return. Lots of people are not respecting a turn. And then you don't have to think about it. You just know it's coming. And see time. Give it time. At the right time you will reap if you faint not. This is just so very simple. But if I'm honest, it took me time to learn. Because I had to undo all the doctrine that I was taught about it. I had to ask God to teach me, Lord, lead me in the way. Order my steps in Thy word. Set me upon my high places. And so expect, so with expectation, with the words that you're speaking, the thoughts that you're thinking, the actions that you take, and the seed that you sow, because that is your abundance for living. God has given you that to honor Him, so that He can really bless you. And He will really bless you if you do it with all your heart. I would encourage you, start doing it, and do it with all your heart. And if you're not understanding, go to the scriptures then. See what I've said. The scriptures will verify every word I've spoken. And I know because I've been to the scriptures, right? And God's bringing it out in me the way He wants me to communicate it to you. Because it's very simple. And so, this is the great lessons that God's been working in my heart. And it's what I've been practicing and I'm seeing the results. I showed Becky today my book. Last July, I started writing down who called me daily, right? And that book is now filled. I've started the next book, and I called it The First Book of Connections. I said, that could go in the Bible, couldn't it? Now I'm on the second book of Connections. It filled up pretty quick, and I realized, oh my God, I have laborers. God has given me laborers. And God had me write it down. Just like the architect writes and draws his plan for the building so that everything is done, right? And he sees it come to pass, he sees it become manifest. It's on paper, but then it becomes manifest. Every goal that I've written down has come to pass. Like Becky also mentioned to me, she wrote her goals 6 months ago. We're halfway through the year, and they're all been answered by one, I think. So she's going to sit down and write some more goals. I've got plenty more goals to write too. Write it down. You know, make a note of it. You can go back and look at it. I can even tell you the date when I first started mine. November 24th, 2019. And God has not let me down. I made the vision, made it plain. So that he that readeth may run to do it. I'm the one that's reading it. I'm running to doing it. And I'm telling you, it works. It's faith as well. So, the just shall live by faith. So this is what I wanted to share.